This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pony's out sick today, TK. As he likes to say when I'm out sick, even though I'm not actually sick, he says I'm out with explosive diarrhea. Haha, touche. That's actually what's laid him low on this one. So karma, as they say, is not, I can't say that word on the air, but you know what I mean. Karma's a B. When you say your co-host is always sitting on the toilet the whole time and then you are because you got sick. What's up, man?
Not much, boys. Just tough loss last night. Tough loss for the Penguins last night.
Yes. Speaking of sitting on the toilet, they pretty much laid one of those on the ice in Tampa. But I'm not bummed out about it because I am at the following point. I just want to see Crosby hit 80, TK, and he's one away now with that assist. How impressive will that record be when he gets there? Because I think we can now say he's not going to go pointless the rest of the season. You see him break a Gretzky record and go 20 for 20 point per game seasons. What does that say to you as a guy who was his teammate?
Well, it's huge. You know, like just the consistency, the work that's put behind being that good and being that prepared every game. It's pretty impressive. And, you know, being a Canadian kid, Sid being a Canadian kid, like you grew up idolizing Wayne Gretzky and Mario Lemieux. And then to be able to play with a guy like Sid, who's going to break that record, it's just crazy because I don't think anyone ever thought, one, you'd break this record or you'd break his scoring record. And there's two guys that I came into the league with that are doing it, you know, and it just shows how much their generational talents. You'll never see these kind of players again on the ice over this period of time in that long. Again, you know, there's a lot of games he can't be feeling great and he still gets it done. Even last night, you know, the team's not playing well, but he still gets his assist in. He still does a pretty good job of helping the team.
I kind of hope he doesn't break it tomorrow in Buffalo. That's a great hockey city and everything. Oh. But I don't want it to happen there. And they suck this year, so it absolutely could. But, like, this is one where I almost wish he was going to – because they could also hold him out of a game if they wanted to, and he'd have the record automatically, which would be funny. But I would like to see him break this at home, because I do think the home fans notice this and care about it. And the other thing that's tied up in all this, TK, as he's chasing down this record, and I want to ask you more about Ovi in a second. I don't know if the number has changed now, if somebody else jumped back in front of him because they had a big night last night around the league. The fact that he is leading the NHL this year in 5-on-5 points is absolutely wild to me. Like, can you believe that? That almost seems like the crazier thing than what he's doing chasing down Gretzky like this.
Yeah, like it's just even, right? It's just even 5-on-5, right? And like so many guys, you think of like the Kucherovs, the Ovechkins, they get, I bet you, half their points from power play. You know, like they're power play guys, you know, and to do it 5-on-5, that just means your line is better than the other line on that shift. You know, for him to do it at his age, it's pretty crazy. And you can see he's starting to get the salt and pepper in his hair, and you kind of forget sometimes that he's been in the league 20 years. Mm-hmm. Like it is like, boys, that's hard to do, you know, and like, but the way he takes care of himself, the way he prepares, like it's pretty remarkable.
Do you think he's wired such that as long as he's playing at this similar kind of level, because once he gets this, he'll have the record alone, and it'll be very hard to imagine somebody beating this point per game for 20 straight seasons record. Could you imagine him wanting to play till he's in his mid-40s, assuming no injuries, even if he's not quite this level of good anymore? I mean, he's going to probably have almost 90 points this year. Does he strike you as somebody that might want to play till he's 43, 44, like that? Like truly the Tom Brady of hockey?
I think so. I think, like, to be that elite and be around the game, like, it's so ingrained in him to wake up and think about hockey, prepare for hockey. Like, it is it's the biggest part of his life, probably, you know, like waking up, going to the rink, getting a skate, or waking up, going to the rink, get a workout. Like, I think guys like Sid will have a hard time leaving the game, and they usually don't because they don't know how to adapt after hockey. It's going to be very hard for him. I play with a guy named Joe Thornton.
Jumbo. And, yeah, last week you told us he liked to run around naked in the locker room in San Jose, and you couldn't believe it.
You know, even like Sid, you know, he loves going to the rink. The rink is probably, you know, I always say this even now, like, you know, I teach kids with my program, and I feel so much calmer, so much like in my element on the ice. And then you think of Sid, that must be his like comfort zone on the ice, shooting pucks, playing hockey, you know? So for him to like play even longer, there's no doubt. It's just ingrained. And going back to Joe, like even when we had days off, he would still go to the rink because it was so programmed in his mind. Even now he's retired and he still goes to the rink like he's a player and he's been retired for 2 years. But guys like that, guys that play a long time, their body is just adjusted to go to the rink and get their day started with a workout or a skate. So I can see Sid playing a long time, even like how his body's holding up this year. You know, he hasn't had any, knock on wood,
injuries
where he's like missing time, you know. So his body's, you know, really holding in there really good. You know, obviously he can change, but Sid's the guy that's always working to stay healthy, always working, you know, to take care of himself, like, you know, the massages, the eating healthy, like all that stuff. And then that's what you see, you know, and then it's probably Tom Brady, like when he goes home and he's got these guys probably coming in and making sure his body's ready to rock. But from all the guys I played with, he was probably the most focused on making sure he was flexible, his muscles were working the right way. Like, you know, some guys were just top heavy, or, you know, they were stronger on one part than the other. Sid's very, I guess, equalized through his whole body, from his legs to his core to his arm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he's very equally muscled, and he's built to be a hockey player. When you see him, on a quote unquote, you know, in underwear or naked, you know, he is...
You could just say he's got a very wide ass. He's got a huge ass.
Yeah, like when you think of a hockey player, usually you're really big down low from your hips down, and then you're shredded up top. Like that's how Sid is. You know, he's got those big, heavy legs, a big butt, and then you look at it, you know, he's got a six-pack and he's shredded up top. You know, that he's almost got like the perfect hockey body, you know. So I can see him lasting a very long time in hockey. And he's a guy that can move up and down the lineup. You know, he's a guy that can probably play on the third line and still be able to dish and do all the little things. The only thing, you know, when I look around the league and I look at guys that are getting older, and, you know, the one thing that's hard for these guys like a Sid is not getting the minutes. I always felt like when I was playing a lot, it was so much easier to play the game. But at the end of my career, when you're getting like 10 minutes and under and you're old, you can't be like shot out of a cannon for 30 seconds and go to the bench and do it, you know, four more times. I felt at the end of my career, like once I sat for a period, you know,
you're stiff as a board. It's like getting older. You're stiff as a board after you sit down.
Yeah, dude, I went from being like a, honestly, like a little fast Mustang to like a diesel truck, you know, where I just, it took me a while to get my.
You got to turn it over a couple times before it even gets started, basically. Having just turned 40, I know that now in general.
But even like in between, like, you know, shifts when there's timeouts, like you're going and trying to get like your legs going in between periods, you're riding the bike. And, you know, when I knew I was coming to an end, when my warm up was longer than. Our practice, you know?
Yeah.
And I was just like, okay, the writing's starting to get on the wall. But again, guy like Sid, you can never count him out. You can never doubt him because he can always figure it out, you know? So I see him going to play a long time.
TK, I paid off the bet with Pony. We very stupidly told him we thought that the Penguins were going to make the playoffs. They're not going to make the playoffs. I donated it to the food bank. I paid him off live on the air yesterday, so... Wow. I know you've talked about a golf match, maybe. Maybe you could kind of go double or nothing and get your money back from him. So just a couple suggestions for you here.
Yeah, well, he definitely wants to play for money, so I'm in for that one.
TK, we'll talk again next week. Thanks, brother.
Thanks, guys.